What's up, Dutch Nation? Today on the podcast, future Longmont, Colorado regional operator Cody King. Great conversation with Cody. The dude's well-traveled. Worked in Grants Pass at one point, worked in Colorado Springs, and then talked a lot about Wenatchee, Washington. That was some special time there where he was mentored by Jimmy Crocker, eventually becoming his regional manager. And the guy just keeps going. Talks a lot about being self-disciplined. And we're all excited for Cody's journey to eventually take on that Longmont location. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Cody King podcast.
Welcome to the Dutch Bros podcast. My name is Brant Boersma. With me today is Mark Berry on the 1-2s.
I'm on the beat.
On the keys.
We got good old Shane Tappan.
I'm back.
He's got cool shoes on today.
Air Max 95s.
And we got a special guest. Not my blood, but my brother, Cody King.
Hello. Hey,
Cody King.
Yes. Wow.
I got to tell you, I went running with Cody yesterday, and like beforehand, I was like, "Hey, so do you ever go running?" He's like, "Yeah, you know, I don't know, not really. I'm going trails." And I was like, "You know what, Cody? Let's go." And the dude was like, takes his shirt off
instantly.
Instantly,
hey, I was man, like, "It what? Was hot." And I was wearing pants.
He's wearing pants, and I'm like, do you want to borrow some shorts? He's like, listen, fatty.
I no. could
he looked at him, he looked at him, I'm like, they have a drawstring. The they can and he's like looked at him, he's like, I'll wear pants. I was like, Okay. So he goes out there and we go and I'm like, hey, so we're gonna go down this street, down that street, and then we're gonna go there. And he's like, okay, see you later. Lightning. All I saw was dust. And then I got to the track and he's over there, laps me two or three times. And then he did like 20 push-ups and he's like, okay. You know, then did a bunch of burpees and backflips.
He did a mile on his hands.
I'm pretty sure that none of this is accurate.
Well, we did go running.
We did run.
And you didn't have a shirt on.
Yeah. This is true. I'll admit it.
I wonder what
I could
do.
My legs were sore.
Mark, I remember when you used to run.
There was one time where I ran a sub-7-minute mile.
Jesus.
That's legit.
Freaking flying. Okay. You look good in my fleece, though, right now.
Yeah, you do.
I'm cold. You know what? You saved me. Yeah. It was cold.
It's
in
cold
here.
In
it's
here.
Cold in the studio.
I told him that. I said, you know, it's the only thing that stinks about being skinny. You get cold.
Yeah. Get cold fast.
That's it. And you're probably hungry all the time. Cody, you're visiting us from Colorado.
I am.
Awesome. I'm glad that you're here. Cody is my brother-in-law. He's my wife's youngest brother, maybe?
Yep.
10 years younger?
Yep.
Wow, dude. Am I that much younger than Amber? I didn't realize
that. Okay.
Hey, hello. Cody came into my world. How old were you?
I think I was 9, maybe 8.
8 or 9. That's
8 or 9.
Wild.
Yeah. I think I was 10 at your wedding.
Yeah. Time travel.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah,
you weren't born yet.
Yeah, you weren't even alive.
When did you get married?
1945.
Okay.
2002, right?
2002.
February 2nd, 2002. What a great day.
Yeah, 7 years old.
We had a big rule at our wedding. It was like nobody that pees the bed is allowed to come still. So that's
they
why
still let me come though.
We're like, you know, Cody, we'll make an exception.
Me too.
It's your family.
Oh, you big bed wetter.
It's true.
Come on.
Did you ever go to Dutch Bros before I was a part of your world?
Nope. First time was with you.
Really?
I was sitting in the back seat.
Man.
Yep.
Aww. What'd you get?
We went through Agnes, and I got an 8-ounce freeze.
Yum.
You gave me a freeze.
You
were 10
years
old. When I was not even 10 years old.
I'm going to need you to do some work later. Let's get you jacked.
I actually have told this story quite a few times because I like to ask people, what was your first experience like? And so it always makes its way back to me, and I don't remember the guy's name who was serving us, but he was the coolest guy ever. He had big dreads. He worked at Agnes.
Clinton.
BBC.
Yeah. So that was my very first experience. And that guy was so rad.
That's one of my good friends from growing up, Clinton
Hall.
You got yourself a little 8-ounce freeze. Did you love it?
Well, yeah. I was expecting a hot chocolate, I think.
Welcome to manhood.
Yep.
How old were you when you started working at DB?
I was always hanging out at the coffee house.
Yeah.
I started hanging out there probably like sophomore year, but I didn't start officially working until 2010. That was the year that I graduated, so that summer.
Who hired you?
Matt Hillis.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt Hillside.
I'm so wait a minute. A-Town?
A-Town.
Dude, so many people got their start at A-Town.
I did not want to help you at all. I'm Dane Boersma's son, bro. I get it all the time. Like, must be nice. You know, that kind of stupid stuff where it's like, oh, well, yeah. You know, I didn't want to have that for you at all or any of my family, really. Yeah. So I'm like, you got to go do it yourself. You know, you did. You went out and got it yourself. You earned it yourself. It wasn't given.
I super appreciate that I kind of had the opportunity to do it myself because I learned so much in the process of just being able to be vulnerable. And even though people knew that I was Amber's brother, it was like, it almost made it more awkward, which was better because it's like, they knew who I was and I'm handing in an application and I'm still going to have to like pursue this. Yeah. And I still have to build that relationship myself because I wanted to be known for who I am. And I wanted the opportunity to introduce myself to them. So I actually really, really appreciated that process.
You're welcome. Anytime I can make life harder. If I can make life harder for you, man, I will.
He didn't help me either. So it's all good.
No, I made it hard for Mark. Mark actually worked for me for a bit. I didn't. I was an interim manager. Was that on Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, this, you know what, Mark?
This got brought up in an earlier podcast.
See how
maybe
you
work
live.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
The slowest noon shift ever.
Hey, you know
with
what?
Rob
I'll
Tessin.
Tell you what, though. If the Eagles were playing, I would not have.
I know. Because
of respect.
Have. Thank you.
But man. I was like, no Eagles, no respect.
Though it was ranked number one on NFL Network's greatest Super Bowls of all time.
What was? The one you
that
missed?
One I'm yeah.
Oh, dude, it was unreal. I won't lie to you. It
Which
was
one was
great
it?
Super Bowl.
It was Cardinals Steelers.
Oh, great. That was great.
The freaking
Super Bowl.
San Antonio Holmes catch.
Oh,
that, like,
that
had,
unreal.
Like,
you, oh, you
one
you
more.
Know what?
I did get to see the end of it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. They always have highlights, bro. That's okay.
I missed the James Harrison 99-yard pick six.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bummer.
But you know what? How was that shift? Was it fun?
Dude, it was so dead. Me and Rob Tessin, dude, there was like, I think we did like a $200 noon.
They were playing it on the radio, for sure.
So tell me about your journey with DB then, from there. You're working A-Town.
It had taken a long time to get the job. So, I mean, I'd spent like 2 years putting in applications, just going around town and introducing myself. And I was... Yeah. I get it. Like, I was super awkward and like, I was just a kid. Like,
why does he always have his shirt on?
I was just trying to figure it out. I had just gotten my license and just, I don't know. It's just part of the process, part of growing up. So once I got the job, it was everything to me. It was gold that I had gotten the opportunity. Shortly after, I just I started thinking about going to a Bible college. I started doing some online research and was checking out this spot, and it was in Hawaii. And so right after getting my dream job, like, it didn't make a lot of sense to take the step, but it made a lot of sense to me because I wanted to just do it and see how far it would take me and then come back. Like, it was never my intention to like walk away from Dutch Bros. It was just like, I want to go experience this. I want to see kind of where it will take me, but I want to come back and just dive right back in. So I had moved out to Hawaii, came back, and Libby hired me on at Agnes as the graveyard guy. I was only in Hawaii for like 5 months. So coming back was a pretty smooth transition. And I had stepped onto this awesome crew at Agnes, and it was just crazy working graveyards. I did not adapt well to working through the night. There was some nights where I would like fall asleep like cleaning spoons. Like, it was a little bit rough for me. I couldn't sleep during the days. It just wasn't something that worked for me. So I never asked to not be on the graveyards. I just had to kind of push through it. And then eventually I got promoted to assistant manager over at the coffee house. So that was quite a crazy transition, going from graveyards and nights to the coffee house. And it was a huge opportunity for me to just kind of dive into management, and I didn't feel ready for it.
How old were you at the time there?
I was 18 when that happened. So that was pretty wild, just kind of learn. There was some employees that were in their 30s, and so that was a different dynamic, but I kind of learned a lot just from diving in and taking this step and having a lot of conversations that just made it possible to work well with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I ended up becoming the manager at the coffee house shortly after that. And then I took the step to move to Yakima, Washington to help a friend open up the store out there. And then a few months later, I moved out to Colorado Springs. And then after Colorado Springs, I moved out to Wenatchee, Washington to work for Jimmy.
Jimmy C.
Jimmy Crocker, man.
Jimmy Croc Corn, and I don't care.
We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that subject.
Yeah.
Man. That guy is so amazing.
I've said it before. The guy quit on me.
Come on.
I love the guy. Isn't he pursuing his male model?
It still hurts me.
He didn't quit on me. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
He redeemed himself with your brother-in-law.
So you've bounced around to all these different states and franchises. So, mm-hmm. So when did you make the personal decision to make Dutch Bros like your path?
I mean, it was always the goal to become a franchisee. I think coming back from Bible college was like when I just decided that like, dude, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. That was kind of the story I was telling myself behind closed doors. And then it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I really started pursuing it and taking steps to like become a franchisee.
Mm-hmm. I actually met Cody when he was, I think you're the manager at the coffee house. Yeah. Assistant or the manager.
Really? I remember you coming in.
Yeah. That was like when the coffee house, like that was the place like for like all the high schoolers just to go hang out at.
I was there too when Mark was there as well.
Yeah.
Mark,
you must
Rita.
Have been a young buck.
Yeah, is that when the Air Max 95s first came out?
No, I was that kid that first Friday roll up on like scooters, ask for not so hot. And then
I was managing the coffee house, we were still serving Red Bull and not Rebel. So that was a while ago.
That's inappropriate. You were up in Wenatchee for quite a bit.
Yep. So I moved to Wenatchee in 2013, and probably like 6 months into like me being there is when I became the regional.
Yeah.
So I stayed regional for 3.5 years. And then just this last August is when I first moved out to Colorado.
Back to Colorado. Back.
And I was moving to Northern Colorado. So it's actually quite a bit different from the Springs. I feel like the Springs is kind of ghetto. I love Colorado Springs because I'm a little ghetto.
So. All right. Hey, he did live at 270 Sycamore.
I did.
Another legend.
That's pretty ghetto, man.
That's
a lot of trash. Man.
Yep.
It's refined a lot. It's made a lot of young boys into men.
I took Cody in fresh back from Hawaii, right?
You did.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys lived together?
Yeah, he was living in Shane's room now at the time.
Oh gosh. The Mecca.
Good
I
times.
I feel like
man.
I helped teach you how to cook, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I mean,
really,
we definitely on a barbecue
made him some
for
dinner.
Sure.
Showed him the grill.
You know, on Mark, a barbecue. I gotta for be sure. honest. I miss eating a Mark Berry meal.
Yeah, dude, let's get
Mark
after it. I'll
is quite the cook.
What are you doing later? Let's just do a Mark Berry meal.
Start grilling.
All right, NBA. Tonight.
Tell me about your relationship with Jimmy Crocker. You guys are pretty tight.
How orange is Jimmy Crocker?
Oh, he eats a lot of
you
guys.
You had to do it. I mean, just because the question's written down doesn't mean you got to ask it. You know what I mean?
Oh. It's too good to pass up. He does have orange skin.
Somewhat.
I mean, okay.
On his palms.
On his palms.
I just want to
let everyone know that was a question written down on the paper.
By Mark Berry.
Jimmy, I love you, man.
Okay.
No,
okay.
But he eats a lot of carrots, dude. He does. Not just for his eyes, but for his skin tone.
And his heart.
Is that what it is?
Extra sweet.
It does.
Oh. Yes, it does.
You know, no, that you do have a unique relationship with Jimmy Crocker.
And I would love to share about that.
That's a whole different other podcast.
Okay, I'm just going to start from the beginning. When I was living in Yakima, I went down to one of Nate Frary's openings. And I had seen Jimmy one time. And he had come through our Yakima store and just introduced himself. He's like, "You're the guy that's modeled on Dutchwear."
Oh. Like, we have the same size. The jealousy that Crocker had in his heart.
He's like,
"That used to be me."
I wanted it to be me.
No. Oh,
you're the guy.
He was like, hey, we actually are very similar in size, so I just want to know what size you are so that I can buy the same t-shirts.
He said that?
Yeah, he was just...
That is creepy, bro. That's very
stockish.
It makes sense. We like to have good-fitting clothing. And he's like,
yeah.
No, your size is going to be the same as mine, so...
Yeah, it's not like, hey, Brant, can I borrow some running shorts?
Back to the introduction. So I ran into Jimmy at Nate Furry's opening. I had covered one of his stands and went to the grand opening dinner afterwards. Jimmy just kind of like saw me from across the room and was like, bro, I just wanted to like talk with you. And I'll never forget him like just coming through the room just to talk with me, you know? That significance was really special, and it just was cool to like connect with somebody that was a franchisee that like just really wanted to hear my story. And we ended up sitting in the hotel hallway until like 4 a.m. just talking about our beliefs and life and how Dutch Bros has impacted us. And I will never forget that, you know, the way that he asked me questions and was listening. It was just such a good start to a relationship, to a friendship.
Yeah.
And I actually worked the following morning shift. I slept for about 45 minutes and went and worked. So that was pretty wild. But 3 days after that shift, I moved out to Colorado, and I was working out in the Springs, and that summer was the first time that we did Coachapalooza. So,
good times.
Yeah. So I went out to Grants Pass for the first Coachapalooza, and I ran into Jimmy, and we started talking, and he was talking about opening a third store. And I just kind of saw that as an opportunity of like, dude, maybe I could move out to Washington and work with Jimmy. And so I kind of like mentioned it to him, and he was like, bro, if you want to move out, I'll get you a spot. We'll make it happen. So I had never been to Wenatchee ever. I packed up a U-Haul and a little trailer, and I towed it behind my Subaru Outback from Colorado Springs to Wenatchee, which is like, I think, 1,600 miles. So it was wild pulling into a city for the very first time with all of my things. I showed up at a 4-bedroom house, and none of the guys worked at Dutch Bros, and I had never met any of them either. So that was a wild experience. Just kind of...
How did that happen? Did you like see an ad on Craigslist or something?
So Jimmy actually knew somebody who knew this guy. And he gave me his phone number. He's like, hey, this guy's looking for a roommate. And so I called him, and it just kind of worked out. It's crazy because the whole time that I lived in Wenatchee, I lived in that house. And I had all different roommates, and the guys that I moved in ended up just being rad. Same values, same,
cool.
Just everything. Like, we had so much fun, and it just was amazing that it worked out. But taking that step, I didn't know what it was going to be like. I didn't have a locked-in position because we were talking about me being the manager of the store that we were going to open, but the store wasn't open yet, and it wasn't in progress. So it was a big step to move out there. Yeah. So I ended up doing an assistant manager role and hiring and training when I first got there. So that's where I like started. And then from there, I became the regional. And then we opened the third store probably a year into me being there. So it was... Well, no, almost 2 years into me being there. So that store that I had moved there to manage never even opened. Like, it ended up not working out on the site. So we ended up finding another site and opening that together. So that was a super rad experience. But I could go on and on about how much of a role he's played in my life, just as a friend and as a mentor. He's just an amazing leader. He's an amazing listener. And he's been more than just a friend, you know? Like, he's been an awesome leader for me.
Did he have a big impact? I mean, you're pretty fit, bro. You know? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, definitely. It's so funny because we talk all the time still. And when you're so similar with somebody, your conversations, your vocabulary, your interests, your style, your health, all that stuff is... kind of in sync. And it's cool because I look up to him a ton. And so I think it's a huge compliment when someone's like, oh, you look like Jimmy, or,
yeah,
oh, are you doing intermittent fasting because of Jimmy, or are you doing cold showers because of Jimmy? And it's like, dude, yeah. And like, I'm proud of that. Like, I love that we've got awesome. The same stuff going.
So along with Jimmy, and of course you have Brant as family, totally. Who else has been like a part of your life as like a mentor or a leader that you've kind of looked up to and sought guidance from or whenever?
I would say my grandma has been a huge role. She's always been somebody who just supports wherever you're at and can give you sound guidance. She really has taught me a lot about decision making, yeah, and just kind of the process of pros and cons and reaching out to multiple different people for their opinion, not letting their opinion adjust your opinion, but just hearing their opinion to hear it.
Yeah.
And being able to absorb someone else's thoughts and things and then go through that pros and cons list and then make a sound decision, you know?
Yeah.
So she's just really wise and very patient and very encouraging. So she's been definitely a huge, huge mentor and role model, yeah, for me throughout the time.
She's all, I love Harmony. She's the, yeah, bomb.
Oh, she, yeah, is. Harmony.
Yes.
Yeah. That's her name. Harmony. She's the best. She's awesome. The sweetest.
She did the yoga retreat, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, you went on a yoga retreat with Amber and her. And
it's true.
She's, I, a did sweet go lady. On, she's a,
so there was two times, actually, where I was just going to visit the class and kind of maybe do some, but they forced me to. So I was, cool, in jeans with,
hey,
a room
full, cool, just does, that's how shorts, does,
with a room full of middle-aged women doing yoga in Costa Rica.
Oh, what a hero. Nice.
It was quite the experience.
Awesome.
What's some of the biggest things throughout this whole, I mean, you know, journey that you've been going on? What are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned? What are some of the hardest things that you've learned?
One of the most important things that I've had to remind myself of is when you take a big step, like, you got to expect the challenge. We hear it said all the time, like, it's going to be hard. Like, I'm stoked for this opportunity. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be so good. And like, when you're getting ready to take that step, it's so exciting that you don't actually think about how hard it's going to be. So the commitment part of taking the step for opportunity and looking at it as like, cool, I can accept that this is going to be really challenging. And because I know it's going to be challenging, I'm going to put a time frame on it. I'm going to be here for 2 years, let's say, but committing to that. That actually was a huge part of me staying in Wenatchee for 4 years. After that first 6 months, I was thinking about moving back to Colorado Springs. And I had gone out there and visited, and there was some people who they just were like, dude, we need a roommate. It would be a super smooth transition. I could just hop back into Dutch in Colorado Springs. I've always loved Colorado. And so that thought was like, okay, I'll step out of what I got going with Jimmy. But when you've moved around so many times, you really want the roots, but it's hard to break the pattern of like excitement of a, yeah, new place,
totally,
and like new opportunities. I don't know. It's easy to get stuck in that like go, go, go mentality. So coming back from that trip to the Springs, that was a huge moment for me because I sat down with Jimmy and he was expecting me to say that I was going to go back to Colorado Springs because I flew out there. I lined up the roommates. I like was talking to him about this through the whole process. So he was expecting me to say that. But on the flight back from Colorado Springs, I just knew I needed to take on the challenge of staying somewhere for a while. So I told Jimmy, like, all right, bro, I want to commit 2 years to staying here. I didn't really have a reason of why I wanted to do that, or like I wanted it to go this certain way. I just did it because I knew I needed to like have some commitment in my life. So committing to that in the hardest time of like, I want to go back to Colorado, I want to take on this new experience again, it was like, no, I'm going to go against that feeling and I'm going to commit 2 years to being here. I want to become your regional manager. here's what I want to do with you. Awesome. So that moment of commitment and that moment of like, I'm not going to think about the excitement of right now. I'm going to think about the longevity and really like the mentorship of Jimmy. I knew that if I committed to 2 years, those 2 years I would never regret having because I could learn so much from him in that time.
You're starting today with DBU and you've got a lot on your plate. For those of you that don't know, Cody's going to be operating in Longmont, Colorado, which is opening up here in a pretty soon.
Woo!
Exciting, dude. So congrats on that, man. I think that's something that's well deserved. You know, you've put in a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I know that DBU is, there's a lot that goes on with that.
Totally.
Like you literally have a lot scheduled for the rest of the day and a couple of days next week.
Yeah.
So,
I don't want to take
so much time off of your hands. I appreciate you coming out here, dude, and spending some time with us. You know, you had this opportunity to give advice to the Dutch Nation. What would be a little nugget that you could give them?
Just believe in yourself. And don't think about what other people are doing because their story is so much different than yours. And committing to taking the hard road and kind of going against what a lot of people are saying usually plays out to a more like committed decision. And I think that just through my time and my experiences, the decision that always mattered the most was the one that I made. And I wasn't doing something because someone else wanted me to do it or because there was massive reward on the other end. It was just because in my heart, I knew it was what was right. And it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks about cold showers. It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks about intermittent fasting because the reality is it works for me. And like, if you have things that work for you, like stay strong to those things. Also just self-discipline in general, all the results that I've gotten in anything have been because of self-discipline. When was the last time you said no to something? Like, when was the last time you said no to pizza or said no to or just said no to comfort, you know?
Definitely said yes to pizza last night.
Yeah, I said yes.
It's hard to do. So self-discipline the whole way out and patience. Just be patient. Whatever you're going for, like, you will achieve it. It just might take a while.
Faith.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of the central theme, just taking steps in faith.
Totally.
And pretty awesome, man. Yeah, pretty sick to see the results, man. We're proud of you.
Dude, I'm so humbled and thankful. I'm so lucky to have you guys in my life and Dutch Bros in general. It's just the best.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Well, we're excited, man. I'm excited to see what Longmont has in store, man. Well, how rad.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a great time. Creeping
up. It's going to be here faster than you. I know. You think, dude.
It's a insane. Sweet area, too, for those who've never been. Hey, Longmont, right into Boulder. That's a sick spot.
Ugh. Come out and visit, please. Yeah. I would love to hang out with you.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming out, dude. Love Woo! You, man. And we're excited to see all the results through all this that you've got. Unfortunately, man, it's not going to be an easy road ahead, though. You know, like, but you know what?
Dude, I feel
like
you
know what you're doing. So,
I'm ready, man.
Keep going to that uncomfortable place,
I don't want
place,
it to
bro.
Be easy.
Don't. Cool. All right, man. Well, thank you, and hope that guys are all out there having an amazing summer, and hopefully you're all getting to share in some good results from all the hard work y'all have been putting in.
Mm-hmm. So, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.